So that's our intent.
Those would be the first candidates eliminated anyway. And there's no point in tossing coins to see which one's going to go. I mean, it's...
Exactly, because none of them will be accumulating more votes from transferred ballots.
I just want to make sure there's some process planned for verifying that the procedure works, that you're planning for the to handle the write-ins. You know, whether it's, you know, for ones that have not just a single write-in, but if somebody gets 20 or 30 or 50 write-in votes, I don't know what they got, but where it's not negligible, but we have more than one person that got multiple write-ins. Is that why?
Yeah, well, except for the case at KPFK where there was an active write-in candidate, but the most write-ins that anybody's received in this election cycle is 4 or 5 votes for popular program.
Yeah,
but I want to make sure I just want to make sure we have a procedure. What's going to happen with those write-ins? And again,
yeah. Well, what we're going to do is to record them by hand at the beginning of the process, and then the data that's exported to Choice Plus Pro will ignore the write-ins. They'll already have been reported, and that so the next choice of each person who did a write-in will be the one counted as number one.
Okay, I guess I'll wait till you get a chance to write that up because it'll obviously involve more than that. But yeah, okay.
Well, let me ask you. I mean, it seems like there's some question about whether we should, you know, start the vote count as planned, you know, which is my intent, or whether you think we need to do more testing and all that before we get underway.
Well, I think you should do more testing, at least for the KPFK, if there's write-ins that have to be processed. Now, were there write-ins at WBAI?
There are write-ins at every station. I mean, there will be write-ins because people will write in, you know, Emma Goldman or Hugo Chavez or whatever, just to their grandmother's name to assure themselves that their individual vote has been counted.
Well, are there enough to meet the threshold? I mean, is it clear there aren't enough to make the threshold?
No. The only write-in candidate who made the threshold was one that was part of a slate mailer in Los Angeles.
Okay, so not at WBAI.
Yeah, no, there are no active write-in candidates at WBAI.
Okay, I'll tell you, I'm doing more of the talking. I need to let the rest of the people on the call ask questions too. Sorry. Who else has questions? Are the rest of you there? Jack's still there, right?
I'm still here. Jan.
Okay.
He is still here.
Three.
Wesley's joined in a long time ago.
Okay. Well, I tell you, I'm uncomfortable proceeding even at WBAI without written procedures that describe what's going to happen when and if there's ballot interpretation issues that we've seen before, you know, even things like what do you do if somebody marks 10 people with choice number one or ranks
George Reiter
candidate. Okay. Or if we have the same candidate marked with two different rankings.
Well, that's all part of the procedures that we've been using for years. In the first case where you have the first place divided among 10 candidates, each of those candidates gets 1/10 of a vote. And if one of those candidates is eliminated, that 1/10 of a vote is then divided among the other 9 candidates. So that'd be about, you know, a little over 1% of a vote being transferred to each of the other 9 candidates. Because you're only transferring 1/10 of a vote, and you're dividing it among 9.
What I'm mostly worried about is what might invalidate a ballot.
Yeah, but let me just answer the other instance is that we always go with the higher ranking unless the voter has indicated otherwise. And they sometimes do clearly indicate that this vote is a mistake. I meant to rank them number 6, not number 3, you know. And so you read the ballot to the voter's intent.
Okay.
But generally, the general rule is if they mark a candidate twice and don't have any notation, that you honor the higher ranking.
Okay, do you see why I think that should be written down, even if it's been done before? Because if you don't, then whoever doesn't get that vote is going to think that's unfair or that you've decided arbitrarily in favor of a typical...
Well, it's actually written in the software of Choice Plus Pro. I mean, I don't know...
Okay, all right. Okay, well, at least... All right, as long as you're not making have to make a subjective choice. Okay.
I have a question. This is Jan.
Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
I want to know if the plan is for the WDAI vote that it will all be done by computer, other than the hand scanning and the... I know that it has to be hand scanned, and we have to pull out the both the duplicate people who got duplicate ballots and also the people who did write-in candidates. But in terms of the calculations, are all of the calculations going to be done by computer?
Yeah, and then they were even with the hand count at the various stations where we did hand counts because we used computers to figure the fractions and all. But we're intending to use the software that we've got. Like I described these two workarounds for the write-ins and for the identification of valid and invalid ballots. So, you know, if these workarounds take care of the concerns that the ballots weren't being counted properly, there shouldn't be a problem with it.
And are you going to do any hand counting to... are you going to be doing any hand counting? And if...
Yes, I always do a hand count in the staff election.
Okay. So...
Partly to people that the computer and the hand count are the same, to show them that the computer is not messing with the actual... you know, because a lot of people don't trust computers for obvious reasons. Look at Ohio in 2004. But, Jack Van Aken did a computer count of KPFK that mirrored the results of the hand count that had been done. So I...
Are we talking only about WBAI right now, folks?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm just addressing this for WBAI. Are you planning to do any hand counting of the regular votes? And if so, if that is a possibility, what is your what will determine whether you're going to do any hand counting? And can you tell us what that is? What might prompt you to decide to do hand counting?
Well, what prompted me at KPFK?
No, I'm just asking about WBAI at this point.
Oh, I know, but to answer your question, we started the vote count, or actually the processing of ballots on the 12th of December, and then there were other things that came up, like I had to go to Berkeley for the scheduled count of the staff ballots there. But when we found that the computer count was having a lot of problems due to the, for one thing, like Jack mentioned, the resolution on the scanning, and there are other problems that are just delaying the election. So that computer count continued, but at the same time I said, well, let's do a parallel hand count, which we started on the morning of December 24th. We took the 25th off, and then late at night on the 26th, we had the hand count complete. So, if it looks like it's going to help, and then it wasn't until January 6th that the results of the computer count were available. So if it looks like it's going to save considerable time, then yes, I would turn to a hand count. But I definitely will do a hand count as well as a computer count for the staff election. That's standard procedure.
Okay, this is Bill. If you've got them scanned and verified, I can't imagine how it would save time to do a hand count. What would make it? What kind of problems might you have? Or let me ask another question. Have you, or will you do that test set of ballots that the KPFK Elections Working Group ran through to make sure that everything's working?
Yes, we can do that, but that will not address the rising question. But you know, I think that the workarounds that we have that we're putting in place should take care of those problems.
But that would take care of. That would assure us that we know it's going to work for WBAI, right?
Yes, I hope so.
Okay, now let me ask also, my understanding at KPFT, and maybe not all of the other stations, none of them have had their ballots scanned yet. Is that correct? Like at KPFT?
The ballots have been scanned.
They haven't done a machine count.
Oh, machine count. Well, yes, there was a machine count done at KPFA, however, it's faulty, you know, because of the problem of the write-ins being treated cumulatively, and also we don't know whether there were invalid ballots that got through. I suspect not, because we hand-validated so many of those because of the resolution problem.
Okay, have there been any, for this last election, for the fall 07 election, have there been any machine counts of any of the Pacifica station elections?
Yes, KPFA. Listeners.
And it was, so you got through the machine count, everything worked?
Well, that's the one count that is questionable because, like I said, the write-ins were treated improperly. And we can't be 100% sure about whether all the ballots in the final count were valid.
Okay.
Which that hasn't been a problem at any of the other stations.
Would it be worth running, for example, the KPFT ones that you did a complete hand count on? Would it be worth running? It shouldn't take very long at all to run those through Choice Plus Pro and verify the procedures and the hardware and the software.
Those ballots have been sent to Berkeley, and to my knowledge are probably in deep storage. My contract may or may not already be over. I don't know if you're asking me to do a machine count at KPFT, but that's not something that's up to me at this point because...
But we were told it was going to happen right after the hand count here. I don't know what came up, but it seemed like it should have happened by now, or at least it could happen now.
Well, certainly the ballots are secure, and if somebody wants to have that done, there's no reason why it can't be done. But that's something I can't consider at this moment, and it's really not up to me. If people wanted me to do it, then they would have, you know, the PNB would have to pass the resolution or whatever, because right now it's stuff that needs to be talked about, I guess, not on while we're streaming online, but in an executive session, so I could talk more about the personnel situation in my regard.
Okay, well, the immediate thing isn't to do that for KPFT specifically. It's just to make sure we can feel confident in the procedures and the equipment and the software and everything before we start the counting for WBAI. I just thought that would be a way of doing it. Maybe there's another way, but it seemed like we need to run some ballots through CP Pro that have been scanned with whatever method we're going to scan them in WBAI.
My understanding is that for the last few election cycles that we've been using CP Pro, there hasn't been any problem with it other than the accumulation of write-ins. I mean, the program itself has been shown time and time again to work properly. And
but the only election of the 10 we've had for this last round of elections, we only had one that where it was used. That was the one at KPFA listener election, you said, right? Where there was the write-in problem.
Yes.
Okay. Other people have questions?
All right, well, I'm going to get back to work.
Okay. Well, thank you, Casey. Everybody else hang on for an executive session, or I guess we can continue in public session first if there's any other things we need to discuss. But thank you, Casey.
Well, I appreciate all your insights and questions, Bill. And, Jack, thanks for all the work you've done to help this process forward. And I'm, as always, available if needed. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks. Let's see, who do we still have on the call? We have Jack, is that right?
Yeah.
We have Jan Goodman.
Jan. Serene?
Yes, I'm here.
Wesley, okay. Afia, are you still on?
Yes, I'm here.
And George Ryder?
Yep.
Okay. Anybody else came in late? Okay, well, those of you who came in late, we finally got Casey on a little before about half an hour late, about an hour ago, and so he gave us a report and we asked questions as you were hearing. Any discussion on Casey's report? Just state your name if you don't mind, please, because I don't recognize your voices. Comments? Anyone? Do we want to go into the executive session?
Yes. That's Jack.
Okay, well, let me mention one thing that I'm concerned about. I can do this in public session. I'm concerned that I don't feel that the process has been demonstrated adequately to make me confident that things are going to go smoothly at WBAI. It seems like we need some better procedures and testing, at least. That would make me feel better. Especially if, you know, with only the KPFA listener election, the only one that's been run through the using Choice Plus Pro.
This is Jack. One of the problems at KPFK is that there did not seem to be an orderly step-by-step process. The ballots were, the envelopes were opened, ballots were divided by first-ranked candidate in a hand distribution, and then I think the ballot validation started afterwards. That's sort of illogical. The other questionable practice was that a candidate who had been deemed invalid by virtue of not having submitted enough signatures to be qualified as a candidate, was counted in that first round count and counted in the subsequent hand count, as we all probably know. And then after preliminary results, non-certified results had been published, it was discovered that not only was he not qualified for one reason, but he was also not qualified for another reason by virtue of not being a member. I don't know what the difference is between not being qualified for not having enough signatures and not being qualified for not being a member, but the flaw in that procedure has led to the, you know, dilemma that followed and contributed to the bringing of the lawsuit. So what I hear, it sounds to me like a confused step-by-step that might occur at WBAI. So I think it needs to be laid out. What will happen first? It sounds like ballots are going to be validated, and yet ballots are still coming in. There's going to be a set of ballots set aside for this reason, a set of ballots set aside for another reason, and then you're still talking about accepting ballots after the deadline. So I see, you know, a series of potential mini train wrecks that hopefully won't build up into a mega train wreck.
Other discussion?
This is possible. I mean, just because I don't hear a clear step-by-step procedure here, it seems very jumbled.
Do you feel written procedures would help? Or should we insist on having written procedures before this starts?
I think they really should be mandatory here because the risk is that you'll have these ad hoc rulings that then become, you know, contentious and you have chaos.
How do the rest of you feel about that? That sounds like a motion.
Sounds like a motion to me.
Any discussion on the motion to make mandatory written procedures for handling the ballots? Any objections?
This is Jan Goodman. My only concern, I certainly am thrilled if it gets done. My only concern is time. You know, we haven't gotten rules and procedures done yet, and so I'm very concerned that at this point, I don't want that to stop the counting, and I don't know how to resolve it, but this is my concern, and I think we should at least address it.
This is George.
Yeah, George?
What I heard of the things that Jack said, one could put all of that in writing. One could write the sequence of things you were going to do and the choices that you had in writing, I would guess, in an afternoon. And it seems to me that if we go ahead without something like that in place, we're really running the risk of the kind of train wreck, Jack called it, and disputes over whether it should have been done or it shouldn't have been done. And so it seems to me that it, you know, requiring of Casey to write it down. What's he going to do? What are the steps? Have it reviewed. I guess it has to be this committee to review it. But it seems to me that that's really essential if we're going to avoid a downside on the other side of this election of just more and more conflict.
Okay. Other comments?
This is Jack. Can you hear me?
Oh, go ahead, Jack.
I concur entirely with what George said. Just the motion should reflect that we're at this point concerned with the sequence of events, because there are other types of ballot handling procedures that might be extraneous to this immediate concern. That doesn't mean that they're wrong, but if there's a concern about time, you know, maybe that could be the focus of what, you know, our instruction is to Casey. If we can even make an instruction, I guess only a recommendation.
Well, I don't know if maybe you had a chance to look at some of the things circulating by email with our committee the last couple of days. Ken Aaron wrote up some procedures for once the ballots have been validated, or verified, rather, and which sounded reasonable to me. Tucker Bradley, who was our local election supervisor here in Houston in 06, wrote up some additional procedures. We can supplement those with other things that have been left out, but should we insist that something like this be followed?
Well, it's Jack. I haven't read the Ken Aaron procedures, and I do recall now seeing them and not reading them and forgetting about them, so I guess I could look at them.
Well, this is Bill. One of the things that concerns me is it doesn't sound like Casey has had time this week to work on this at all, hardly. He said he picked up the laptop today, and he said he was having to spend time preparing answers to some legal questions that are due tomorrow. And here we expect to start. I guess he's going to have an open house the next day at the station. It doesn't sound like there's any time to do any preparations to me. Anybody else have comments on that? somebody to join us?
This is George again.
Okay.
George. I mean, what's a priority here is the question. He can make time if, I mean, I don't know what our authority is. I'm not clear enough about the bylaws and our relationship to him, whether we can just tell him to do it. But it certainly is what I'd like to see done. And it's more important to have that in writing and a clear set of things that he's actually going to follow, that everyone has agreed to. And I mean, getting it vetted in advance might be a little bit hard, but we could probably find some way to do it. And it would seem to me more important to have that in place than to go ahead with the election on Saturday. And again, I'm not familiar with what the legal situation is about having to do it on Saturday, but it just seems like we're really opening the door for more confusion and backbiting and suspicion and possible lawsuits by going in there with a procedure which is not well defined.
How the rest of you feel about that?
This is Isia. I agree with that.
I'm all for it. This is Wesley. Maybe we should just draw it up tonight. Is there any way we can do that? In a form of a motion?
That what? We come up with procedures?
Yeah, just a sequence of events. I don't know. Can we do it? What do we need to do to get it done?
Well, we need to review what's already been written, I think. That would be a start. I don't think it's time to do that tonight, but we could be doing some of this by email and then have another conference call if we have to in a day or two.
Okay. That'll be timely? Before the election starts, the counting starts?
Well, one of the things that, George, you came on late, and Wesley, one of the things Casey mentioned was that he doesn't actually expect to start the counting till Monday, and he's going to be accepting ballots until Monday.
Okay.
Some of them just got mailed out today. And,
right.
They're going to be getting some Friday and Saturday and start validating them.
Okay.
And then they're also going to check the mail Monday.
Well, sure, it's best to take a little more time and get it right. So do whatever you have to, gentlemen, but that sounds like the course to go, and I'll put myself back on mute and let you carry on, and I'll be listening.
Okay, well, how about the comments, Wes? I mean, Casey felt that money was the problem of getting somebody else there to help. Some people have said maybe we can get some volunteers to people to pay for airfare if necessary to bring in people to help with this.
This is Jack. I have some information over the weekend. I made a couple.
Jan.
Of
Jan.
Back,
Jan?
Jan. Okay.
Okay. Over the weekend.
I got off by accident. I'm back.
Okay.
Jan.
All right.
Go ahead, Jack.
Over the weekend, I made an effort to see if some people would be available to do the computer count. Caleb Kleppner seems to be fully qualified, knows STV, says he could go into WBAI, scan, our Pacifica ballots, including the strange write-in rule, and have it done in a day, the listener election. He was the local supervisor in New York at WBAI in the, I guess, the 2004-2005 election, the second election. I also sent an email to Angela Loria and subsequently talked to her, who was the local election supervisor at WPFW in the same year. She didn't respond to my email. I followed up with a phone call, and she said, she's a wonderful person. I mean, she's the kind of human being you want for your election supervisor, bright, fair-minded, she said, she loves WPFW. She loves Pacifica, but friends told her stay away from WBAI. So she said, and then she said, but I know the absolute best person.
I said, who's that? And she said, Caleb Kleppner. She said, when they were the five supervisors in that year, she said he was hands down the best, the most knowledgeable, the most helpful. She said he's a great guy, too. I said, well, that's, you know, funny because we're already in discussions with him, as I had called him. And that sort of sold me that Caleb would be somebody who's close. He's in New Haven, Connecticut. He's, you know, knows STV, apparently has his own scanning system so that he could do it. He said it would be a few thousand dollars because I made it clear I wasn't going to talk terms with him, but he wanted to make it clear that he wasn't going to do it for $500 or something in that range.
Okay, we probably should talk money in executive session.
What?
We probably need to talk money in executive session, but...
We're not in executive session?
No. This is still public.
Whoa. I thought we were in closed session.
Well, we're okay. We're talking about procedures. We're not talking about personnel yet, except if you're finding it, potential people can help. I don't see a problem with talking about that in public session.
Okay.
Unless anybody else has an objection.
This is Serene.
Oh, Serene, okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure it's entirely appropriate to be speaking about individual applicants or possible applicants on an open call.
Yeah, I think it's a mistake. I thought we were in closed session.
I agree,
okay.
George.
No.
Maybe we can excise that from the audio archive.
Okay, well, it's being streamed too, but okay. All right, well, no, the other suggestions besides talking about individuals, procedures and things like that. Should we try to get back together? Is it possible tomorrow that we'd have a chance to review any of this stuff and come up with some more procedures?
This is George.
Yeah.
It seemed to me this is. I mean, maybe this won't happen and can't be made to happen. I don't know, but it seems to me this is really Casey's job. Is to come up with those procedures. We shouldn't be having to do it for him. Now, shouldn't. But for those of you who know the situation better, I mean, can we sort of agree today amongst ourselves, we want this done, Casey. We want to have your road plan here, and we'd like it by Friday. Can we make that happen?
This is Jim. I think that this ought to be discussed in executive session.
This is Serene. Hello.
Who? Serene?
Serene.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to just remind folks again that committees and the board can direct the ED, who then processes it, and we can make recommendations to the election supervisor, but that we cannot direct the election supervisor.
Right. We're just making recommendations. Okay. Well, we do need to know. We need to figure out what we're going to tell the ED and the PNB. We probably need to decide that pretty quick. Anything else we need to discuss in public session before we go into executive session?